The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, apparently he's a busy boy today. It's Zach Mee, the man for the chart. Why are you busy today, Zach?
I don't know. It's just so many things. I'm not quite sure why it's all so busy, but it's just, you know, back to school and everything's revved up.
Yeah, so you're busy in your head. Or are you really busy? So. Anyway, let's get on. Three charts here. First one, Buckley here, BKY. They've signed a letter of intent for the first £1 million of the Salamanca offtake as uranium mine there in Spain, which is good news here. BKY on the chart, what do you reckon?
Right, rising trend channel from March. The top of the channel heading towards 60p, so that's the overall destination, hopefully, over the next month or so. We're just having a bit of difficulty getting through 50p. This is the third time the shares have had to try to get through that. But at least while we're above the, the 20-day moving average and 44 pence, I would expect this to be imminent over the next few sessions.
Okay, virtual reality now. It's EVRH, and they've raised successfully 3.4 million through an oversubscribed placing, and it looks good. I mean, they're doing deals here with Telefonica, and I think at the moment they're in the US chatting to people about VR, which is almost like the lithium of the virtual of the tech world. You know, it's very hot. So what do you think there, Zach, on this chart, EVRH?
Right. We had, let's say, a source of formation from June to the beginning of August, vertical breakthrough the 50-day moving average at the beginning of August, which started our latest journey to the upside, gap higher at the beginning of September, just a couple of weeks ago, and now a rebound off the floor of a rising trend channel from June at 1¾ pence, which is also where the 20-day moving average is. While we're above the 20-day line, I'm looking for 2½ pence, which is the top of that June channel.
Nice one. And the third one, Highland Natural Resources, HNR. Operation update includes testing the DT Ultravert technology in the Patience Basin. I don't know if I said that right, to be honest. In the US, is commenced in cooperation with Bellamy. Schlumberger is the big name there. But HNR, what do you reckon, Zach? Looking good, yeah?
Well, I think we talked about this just very recently.
Yeah.
I've written on the chart here above the 200-day moving average of 24 pence, targets retest of August resistance through 40 pence. I would stand by that. I think the sideways shuffle along the 50-day average at 28 pence has been vindicated as a good buy signal there. And, you know, we're on our way.
Lovely, Zach. You scoot off and have your busy day.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.